Our main worry is that the three boys were taken, abducted by their natural father from their foster mother. There was no immediate concerns for their physical safety, but it's their longer term welfare that we are most worried about, that social services are very concerned about, and hence our involvement to find Imran, Safi and the three boys and bring them back safely.
What happened at that house, the home they were living in, quite peacefully until this happened?
It was about 6 o'clock last Thursday afternoon, the 20th, at the foster mother's house, Coulsdon Road in Coulsdon. As far as we know, the boys were playing in the garden. Foster mother became aware that the father had arrived. He assaulted the foster mother, thankfully minor injuries, but I'm sure a very shocking and frightening incident for her. And he took the three boys away quite quickly, got into a red Nissan Qashqai car and drove off.
Can we do that one more time? I think he had a knife, didn't he? I don't think you mentioned
No,
that,
yeah,
so that does
okay.
add something. So,
Fine.
what happened in that garden when this man arrived?
Well, as far as we know, the three boys were out playing in the garden that evening about 6 o'clock. Foster mother became aware that dad had arrived. We believe he was in possession of a knife. He did assault the foster mother, thankfully. Whilst very shocking and a very scary incident, wasn't seriously injured, but then snatched the boys, got into a red Qashqai car, and drove off.
What sort of theories do you have as to why he may have done this? Do you have any idea, any kind of triggers which might have led to this behaviour?
Well, the boys have been in the care of social services for some while. One of the reasons we think might be that the family have become aware that the boys were potentially going to be adopted, so a more formal process. That could be one of the reasons why, but we're not really sure exactly what the trigger was at this moment in time.
And this man, he's of originally of Afghan heritage.
Yes.
What can you tell us about him?
He's 26 years old, lives in the local area, from the Afghan community. Believe has links not only in Afghanistan but Pakistan, and quite a strong local family connection that we're aware of.
But clearly the intention was to move the boys to a new upbringing, new parents.
Well, that's what we must surmise. Yes, he wasn't allowed to go to the foster carer's address. He's taken them away. It's against the law. We're very worried about the safety of the boys. So we can only presume that he decided that he wanted to take matters into his own hand, regardless of the safety and welfare of the boys, which must be in everybody's best interest.
How difficult an investigation has this been for you? It's been a week now, and you clearly are, if I can put it this way, struggling because you've come to the media looking for new leads.
Yes, so I mean, the public must understand that there's been an enormous amount of activity in the last week. Hundreds of my officers have been working round the clock, doing all sorts of work that you would expect us to do to try and trace Imran and the boys. We therefore assume that because we are now not got any further, and we certainly haven't recovered the boys, that there's a degree of sophistication around what's happened, probably some planning around it, and therefore we are absolutely now asking for the public's help to get us those extra bits of information so we can get the boys back safely.
Planning suggests others may have been involved, and you have made some arrests, haven't you?
Yes, so because of the fact that we've not been able to find them, we must think that others have helped out. So far, we've arrested eight people, associates or members of the family of Dad Imran, and they're released on police bail at the moment whilst we follow up all of those inquiries that naturally fall out of that.
What would you say to people who might know this man, might have sympathies for him, father? And his children there, what would you say to them?
Well, you can obviously understand that there will potentially be a misunderstanding about why the children are not with the family. There is a real concern by social services that the boys are at long-term risk. It is misguided to think that your loyalty should be with dad. Those boys' care and welfare is the big priority. And if you do know or have any information, then we would very much like to hear from you. And if you don't want to talk to the police, you can talk to Crime Stoppers. Any information that would help us find those boys and get them back safely is our main priority.
And they're so young, aren't they? You look at those pictures, I mean, it's hard not to be moved.
Yeah, three, five, and six. And as you can see, lovely looking boys. Doesn't really matter what they look like. They're three young boys that, we are all very worried for.
So one of your theories is that he's managed to get out of the country. How easy would it be, or difficult, for somebody to do that with three young boys that you are very actively looking for? I presume you will have alerted all the ports and the airports.
Yeah, so as you can imagine, immediately that we get a report that a child has been abducted, we would do all of those notifications to make sure all the borders are aware that we're looking for the people concerned, so in this case Imran and the three boys. So any formal exit out of the country should enable that to stop straight away. There will be other ways of getting out of the country, I'm sure, all of which would likely need a degree of planning. It's hard to say how we think they would have got out of the country if they have, whether or not that was smuggled out, whether or not they've got false documents. We're following all those lines of inquiry, but it wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility that somehow they've managed to get out without formal notification through borders.
And it goes without saying, but smuggling them out would be a traumatic experience for those children.
It would be horrific. I mean, even if they are with their father or other family members or whoever, you can imagine it's going to be a very scary experience. Yes, I'm sure.
And just finally, how unusual a case is this? I mean, not just because it's a child abduction, but because it's been so difficult for you to deal with.
Yeah, I think that that's the unusual nature of it. There are lots of children, sadly, that have to go into the care of social services that have very fulfilling family relationships with foster parents. Natural parents, sometimes that's not working out very well, and there will be times when, you know, natural parents want to try and do things to get their kids back. Usually that's resolved very quickly and everyone is kept safe. The difficulty here and the unusual nature is it's three kids and that 5 days or 7 days on, we've still not really got anything to give us a firm indication as to whether they're abroad or whether they're still here, and that is very unusual.